In the beginning, God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. John Bunyan was right. The first thing God created was time. For creation is a thing of time. It had a beginning and it will have an ending. In contrast, eternity has no beginning and eternity has no ending. For the eternal existence of the heaven and the earth, God has to make all things new. The Bible presents no arguments for the being of God. It has no system of apologetics. God steps into his own revelation in the Word. And what a majestic, awe-inspiring step it is. His first footprint is the heaven and the earth. Christ, the Maker, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 3. By him, creation. Without him, no creation. What is true of the old is true of the new. By him, the new creation. Without him, no new creation. But by him applies both to the natural and the spiritual. The old and the new. Christ is not only the Maker. Christ is the cement. By him all things consist. He is the consistency. The cement of all creation. He holds all things together. Listen to these words. Hebrews 1 and 3, upholding all things by the word of his power. Without him, the whole world would fall apart and disintegrate. Lastly, Christ is a sustainer. All creation is sustained by him. The tiny sparrow falling to the ground is registered in his all-knowing mind. From the beginning, he has sustained the world. Why then are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith? That's our Lord's question and challenge to us all.